You had better go home and put that pistol away, or you may get into trouble, said Dorian, turning on his heel and going slowly down the street. James Vane stood on the pavement in horror. He was trembling from head to foot. After a little while, a black shadow that had been creeping along the dripping wall moved out into the light and came close to him with stealthy footsteps. He felt a hand laid on his arm and looked round with a start. It was one of the women who had been drinking at the bar.
"Why didn't you kill him?"
she hissed out, putting her haggard face close to his.
"I knew you were following him when you rushed out from Daly's. You fool! You should have killed him. He had lots of money, and he's as bad as bad."
"He's not the man I'm looking for," he answered. "And I want no man's money. I want a man's life. The man whose life I want must be nearly 40 now. This one is little more than a boy. Thank God I have not got his blood upon my hands." The woman gave a bitter laugh.
"Little more than a boy," she sneered. "Why, man, it's nigh on 18 years since Prince Charming made me what I am."
"You lie," cried James Vane. She raised her hand up to heaven.
"Before God, I'm telling the truth," she cried.
"Before God?"
"Strike me dumb if it ain't so. He's the worst one that comes here. They say he sold himself to the devil for a pretty face. It's nigh 18 years since I met him. He hasn't changed much since then. I have, though," she added with a sickly leer.
"You swear this?"
"I swear it," came in hoarse echo from her fat mouth. "But don't give me away to him," she whined. "I'm afraid of him. Let me have some money for a night's lodging."
He broke from her with an oath and rushed to the corner of the street, but Dorian Gray had disappeared. When he looked back, the woman had vanished also.